Rhode Island-based CVS Health employs more than 7,000 workers in our state. The pharmacy giant calls Woonsocket home, but the recent news that it's opening a high-tech center in Boston sent shivers through segments of the business and economic development community. Marcel Valois, state commerce secretary, said that CVS executives did not reach out to economic officials or Governor Lincoln Chafee's administration before making the decision. As Valois sees it, it's a reasonable decision based on the company's needs and future business. Quote, CVS is a great corporate citizen, says Valois, an opinion that's pretty hard to dispute. Rhode Island government has been good to CVS. In just the past 2 years, the state has given the company nearly $30 million in job development tax credits. Valois says CVS has lived up to all of its economic agreements with the state and done even more when it comes to hiring at its corporate office park that straddles the Woonsocket and Cumberland border. The lesson from this move to Boston from Rhode Island can't be summed up in the usual gibberish spouted by conservatives and some in our business community, that high taxes and government corruption drives employers to flee the state. So why is CVS opening this high-tech installation in Boston, where it will employ about 100 highly educated, innovative workers? For the same reason that Willie Sutton robs banks, because that's where the money is. In CVS's case, Boston is where the workers are. Quote, the type of workers that we're looking for are concentrated in the Boston market, says company spokesman Mike DeAngelis. He said that CVS, with nearly $126 billion in yearly sales, retains its commitment to Rhode Island. Quote, we're a Rhode Island company, said DeAngelis. CVS is currently hiring for about 400 positions in the Ocean State. Innovation jobs in high-tech and biotech are located in the hubs with lots of educated young people. These industries are clustered in California, especially in the Silicon Valley and San Francisco area, and in New England in the Boston-Cambridge axis. Such 21st century global innovators, including Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, are all headquartered on the West Coast. Yet they and other California high-tech firms all have research subsidiaries in the Boston area. Costs in Boston are high, certainly higher than Rhode Island. Income taxes for top earners in California are far higher than Rhode Island. Yet companies that need to compete in the global economic village still move to these areas because that's where the employees they need live. Providence isn't Boston and it won't ever be. Yet that doesn't mean we'll be left behind in this new economy. One Providence-based company, Swipely, is the type of high-tech business usually found in Northern California or Boston. Swipely was founded by Bristol native Angus Davis, who says he loves the Ocean State and has many friends and family here. The data mining company has grown from a handful of employees to more than 150 and has attracted millions in venture capital. Forbes magazine named Swipely as, quote, one of America's most promising companies. Yet Davis concedes that he must hire talent from Boston. He gives his dozens of Boston-based employees a travel benefit, free monthly passes on Amtrak for the commute. That costs him nearly $5,000 per worker each year. Davis thinks CVS missed an opportunity to grow the high-tech sector in Rhode Island. Quote, when they didn't feel they could be successful in Rhode Island, it contributes to a brain drain in our state. What all this tells us is that in competing for next new thing companies, there is no substitute for educated workers. Our state needs to make investments in higher education and worker training. It will be interesting to see how Governor-elect Gina Raimondo, who has pledged to be the jobs governor, handles this issue. She says she plans to reach out aggressively to Ocean State companies to convince them to expand here. Boston will always loom. Maybe the General Assembly would be wiser to provide incentives for 21st century innovators to come to Rhode Island rather than pursuing Speaker Nick Mattiello's plan to eliminate state income taxes on the pensions and Social Security checks collected by the elderly. One thing we know, the next Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, or Angus Davis isn't going to be found line dancing at the North Providence Senior Center.